Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
I do think that tater tots are in a whole different league than French fries.
So much better than French fries.
French fries may be the most overrated thing that people eat.
Especially regular French fries. Like, I mean, waffle fries, I can dig with that. Potato tots are where it's at.
There are times you're not going to eat more, are you?
I want some dessert.
Bro, dude, I'm concerned about you.
I don't have to pay.
I'm not. That's not what I'm concerned about.
I'm trying to be able to have a gauge so I can go and tell people what they need to eat when they go to Gators Dockside and Julington Creek.
I think you've already eaten most of the stuff on the menu,
yes,
and then you stopped before you got here.
That's what I'm trying to – well, no, I stopped hours before I got here, like right after I went and partaked in a nice burger.
We were at Gators Dockside in Julington Creek in Fruit Cove, actually. Come on by. Hang out with us. We'll be here for the next couple hours. All kind of NCAA basketball tournament games going on. Ton of TVs in here. Can't even count, really. Florida doing their best to try to blow this thing.
No, or Nevada's doing the Lord's work, whichever one you
Florida know. Doing their best to try to blow this thing, but I don't have it up right now. I think Florida's still up by
three.
Is it three?
It's three.
Ah, come on, Florida. I mean, it's not like I expected anything out of them, but you're not a fan if you don't, once the game starts, believe that you can win.
Right. I mean, once you make the tournament, you have a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Florida State survives today. Fair share of injuries going on at Florida State, which is a shame because I think they've got a really good, really talented basketball team that could go a long way. But, you know, all you do is survive. You survive, play the next one. They've got possibly the best player, not named Zion Williamson, playing against them.
Yes.
In the next round at Murray State. Went for a triple-double today. Went Ice Cube.
Yep. Little Westbrook.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be entertaining to watch. You and I spent some time at ViStar Arena now.
All right.
You know that.
Cool. My bank.
Yeah. Yeah. All that money you've been putting in there paid off. Mm-hmm. Now they are the title sponsor at the arena. We spent some time there earlier today watching the games, catching the games, and Jacksonville selling that place out. It's cool. It's really cool to have that in your own city. I don't know what I'm looking at. Why am I looking at a picture of me watching a basketball game?
No, some people just – the fans of
oh,
the den.
Oh. I thought you were reminding me where I was sitting.
No, just I didn't take that picture. Somebody else took it.
So, yeah, we went out there, watched the first game, LSU and Yale. Had a couple observations we'll get into a little bit later about Yale's strength program, or lack thereof. But a good game nonetheless. Yale wasn't scared to put up three ball now.
Nah, if they would have just attacked the rim, they probably would have won.
Occasionally, just attack it, like every now and then. They played like I used to play.
I thought it was going to be a blowout.
If I've got the ball going past half court, it's going up. That's the way Yale was playing right there.
I believe that they spent a tremendous amount of time studying last night, and they came out flat.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
It seems like, I told you this during the game, it seems like as smart as those cats are, they would figure out the trajectory and push needed to get the ball to the rim.
Of each shot. Like, you would think, like, they're really good at shooting the three.
Eventually, you would think it would work out. This is a couple days old, but I didn't get to it the other day, so I wanted to get to it now. Have you seen this ESPN 64-team college football bracket on what they predict 2019 is going to be like?
No.
The way that, and I'm not going to go through the whole bracket, but I think it's interesting to see how they seeded teams.
Is that the one that had us like at 8?
I don't know that y'all made the tournament. No,
okay, because I'm about to say, like, when I saw.
No, they had y'all at a 6 seed.
Oh, yeah. It was something like that. I'm like, why are we ranked so, why are we seeded so high?
Well, that's the top 24.
We're not the top 24.
So here's the way it seeded out, though. I thought this was interesting. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and LSU, number 1 seeds.
Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and who else?
LSU.
Ugh.
Yeah, and
what has LSU done to get a number one seed?
I don't know, but here's the thing. I'm going to read the number two, and I'm going to read the number three seeds, and you tell me who you would have put in front of LSU, though.
Okay.
Number two was Michigan, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Florida.
Why is it, have, they haven't said Ohio State yet?
Ohio State lost a lot, bro. Ohio State lost a ton.
They've also recruited very well.
I mean, look at what they've got coming out in the draft this year, though.
Every year. Like the last 5 years.
Well, I'll tell you this. Ohio State's not a three seed either.
Jeez.
Auburn, Oregon, Texas A&M, Penn State, three seeds. Ohio State, Michigan State, Tennessee, and Mississippi State, four seeds. I think that's like a stretch on Tennessee there. I think people need to pump their brakes on Tennessee for a couple
years. Didn't Mississippi State lose a lot?
Yeah. I mean, they both interior defensive linemen, until they got hurt, were going to be top 10 picks in the NFL draft. Just to give people an update, there's a little bit over 2.5 minutes left in this Florida game. Florida is up 61-59 right now.
That's a bad call.
Over Nevada. I didn't see it. But if it was against Nevada, it was a hell of a
call. I think it was
a
makeup for missing the call before.
But you don't think Florida State – so the sixth seed – now, I see, out of the six seeds that they have, Florida State is not the worst one. UCLA, Florida State
– why is UCLA a sixth
seed? Exactly.
UCLA got worse. They didn't sign – everybody talks about Taggart not being able to sign a quarterback. UCLA's one quarterback that they were looking at decided, I'd rather walk on to another Pac-12 school.
Not to mention –
bump your scholarship. I'd rather walk on than play for you. The quarterback group.
Where did they finish, like in the 40s?
Did they finish in the 40s?
I thought they were somewhere around there.
They won two games.
Yeah. You start looking at some of this stuff, though. You know who they're disrespecting?
Who?
UCF.
The only school in the state of Florida has won a national championship recently.
Yeah, they've got them as a 10 seed.
Oh man, who are they playing up against?
I don't know. I didn't really look at it. Oh, okay. Here's what they did. They did first round matchups, and who would win? You care anything about this?
A little bit.
Let me see. Let's see if there's anything good. Alabama, App State. Yeah, they got Florida against Kansas State. Florida would win 35-13. They say.
Yeah, I believe that.
They got Texas UCF, and Texas would win 37-28. Miami was an 8 seed. Nebraska would beat them
38-30. Okay.
Let's see. I don't even see. I hate stuff like this. I thought the seeding was interesting because I think a couple things. One, say in Florida is a top 8 program right now. I think is a stretch with not knowing what we have up front, offensive line-wise, defensive line-wise. And that's where, especially, I'll say in the ACC and SEC, because the ACC champions the last couple years have been loaded up front. When Florida State made their run, they were loaded in the front seven. When Clemson, now that Clemson's made their runs, they're loaded in the front seven. I got to wait and see with that with Florida. So I think that's kind of a reach at a 2 seed. Tennessee is a 4 seed is an extreme reach. I guess my point is you want to talk about an SEC bias here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the top, what is that, 4 times 4, 16, 8 of the top 16 SEC teams in this. Mm. Yeah. Dude, you know we're on radio.
We are?
Yes. I know you're appreciating watching, but I would like you to participate at some point.
Damn. All right. I'm here giving the score check.
I mean, I'm just sitting here kind of talking to myself.
You talked about the SEC and all these schools are in the tournament, and most of them don't deserve their ranking. So, I mean, I don't have a good argument because then people are going to say I'm just trolling.
Well, everything that you say is trolling. So, if you're not going to troll, then you got nothing to say.
I am not a troll. I spit information.
You really don't think Florida State's one of the top 25 teams in the country?
No.
Going for next year?
No.
No, honestly.
Based off of what we did last year, no. We don't deserve to be ranked. We deserve to earn everything that we get.
Well, I mean, that's obvious. But, I mean, if you were going to rank the top 25, you would not have Florida State ahead of it. Because you could say that about a lot of teams.
No.
You don't think Florida State is at 20? Okay, Florida's about to wrap this thing up, I think. Nope, knock on wood. Actually, I shouldn't say that. 67-61-1.
Nah, they're going to make this. It's a three-possession.
Shooting a free throw.
Three-possession game.
Up with 47 seconds left. I mean, I think Florida State, It's interesting because I pulled something that came out today that we'll get to in just a minute about Florida State looking ahead at what their season, kind of an outside perspective of how they will look and how they look in the spring. And I thought some interesting observations from afar were made. I absolutely would say that they are a top 25 team going into the season. We did their record, and you had them at like three losses, bro.
Right.
So you're going to tell me that's not a top 25
based on
team?
That, but I don't. I mean, the teams that they're playing aren't. Some of those guys aren't top 25 teams.
If y'all finish 9-3, you're not a top 25 team?
We should be. But we got to finish it. I also said that there's also the potential that we'll lose five. I just don't believe we'll lose. I don't believe we'll lose five, but I mean, I'm not going to give them. I'm not going to overrank them. They haven't earned that under Taggart. Unlike when other teams have won four games, and the next year everybody gets overly excited, I am going to actually be fair.
I thought you weren't going to troll.
I'm not trolling. I'm saying there are other programs that have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm just like Florida State has to show me. I can see the excitement. I can see the potential. I can see them being, but a six seed? Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
What other team are you speaking of?
I mean, Miami's done it before. Florida's done it before. Georgia's had terrible seasons.
It's been a while since Georgia won one of only four games.
Yeah, I mean,
Probably been like, what, 90s, if that?
Yeah.
I mean, who's got the longest streak now for most winning seasons?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Do you know Gibbs? Because it
sure
was Florida State, right?
Yes.
It's probably like a team we would never guess. It's probably Boise or, yeah, something like that, I would think. I don't know. I mean, I don't really. I'm now you've got me paying attention to this Florida game. They missed the free throw, so still a two-possession game with 40 seconds left. I'm trying not to go to break until we get some kind of conclusion to this for all you folks. Y'all can thank me for that later. That's nice of me, isn't it, Gibbs? Because, see, I could shoot it to break right now, and some dudes is hanging on.
Yeah.
We don't want them texting and driving,
Somebody's
right?
Somebody's driving around.
Yeah, we don't want them on the interweb and driving. I'm actually taking one for the team here. Nevada did miss their three. Florida got the rebound, went down the court, and has been fouled. And so now they will shoot two, it looks like. Kayvon Allen will shoot two. If he makes – daggone, we keep missing the dang free throws, man. If we just made our last couple free throws, this game would be a wrap right now.
Very true.
Made one of the two, so now it is a seven-point game.
This is a wrap.
With 33 seconds left. That was a shame today, by the way, about y'all's guy finding out his dad passed away right after the game.
Yeah, sad.
They said that Hamilton didn't even know.
That his dad was sick?
That his dad had passed when he did the post-game press conference. Apparently the kid got a call in the locker room. Florida's going to go on to win this game. I don't even know why Nevada fouled him there. Up seven with 6 seconds left. Mike White and the Florida Gators will advance and see, I guess that game's still to come, the Michigan game. But hell of a job by Mike White. I mean, seriously, pulling this team together from a squad that nobody thought would even make the tournament, what, a month ago, to actually not only getting in but now winning your first-round game in a favorable matchup, but winning your first-round game, winning two games of the tournament.
Everybody wanted to fire this guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's today's society, though. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody wants to do. But Phil Kofer is the Florida State player that I was talking about earlier, told after the game that his father had passed away, a game that he sat out, actually, due to a right foot injury. It is now a final. Florida will advance. They have won 70-61. Come on out to Gators Dockside. Join us. We'll be here until 11 o'clock. I don't know what time they're open till, but I'm sure they're open a little bit later than that. Come join us. Have a beer with us. Watch some basketball. Watch the late games. You're probably not going to work tomorrow anyway. I know how you guys are. If you had a vasectomy today, which today is the most popular day for a vasectomy, don't come up here.
That's not – you probably wouldn't be able to walk very well.
You can walk.
I'm cool. I don't want any knife I've read bad stories about that.
I chose to have him on the week of the Masters. Yeah. Weekend of the no, the draft. I'm sorry, the draft.
Yeah.
You do schedule it out around sports events, though.
Nope.
It's wise.
Unlike DeAndre Francois, I'm very good at that, especially on that blue pill that
the hackers
got. Hacker, hey, slide me two of them things from when I take my vacation.
He's on the chew, something
get
like
that
chew.
Blue chew.
I know you can't utilize it right, now. So slide me a couple of them, bro.
We will be right back. You're listening to the Sports Den, coming to you from Gators Dockside in Jordan Creek. Slide on through and see us. We'll talk to you in a bit.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
This is the Sports Den live at Gators Dockside in Julenton Creek. Come out here, have a drink, drink specials. Watch all the games. There's like a superfluous, another ACT
what?
Word.
A what?
Superfluous amount of TVs.
That's impressive.
All around here.
That means a lot.
You can come see the U.S. ambassador of the Drip community.
He is out here. He'll take pictures with you if
Marvin,
you like.
Wearing $200 socks that you cannot see inside of
$400
shoes, $800 jeans that are pre-shredded, and a $10 long-sleeve T-shirt.
Nah,
never mind, Jordan.
Nah,
my bad.
Yeah.
I didn't see the J.
Yeah,
he's definitely $500.
He's definitely got a stack on tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what this man does.
Make sure you get by ABC this weekend. You're going to sit around watching games all weekend. Make sure you go by ABC and get all of your liquor needs taken care of, your cigar needs as well. There's ABCs on every corner. Go to one of the new ones, man. They're real nice. Real nice. You were there today, right?
Mm-hmm. Make sure you check out the Facebook or Twitter or IG. We're going to tell you exactly what you should be drinking and what you should be smoking.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Make sure you go to ABC or go by thehumidor.com. Go to thehumidor.com. Get you some cigars. Don't they know we're on radio? Get you some cigars. Type in Sports Den when you check out, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. That's thehumidor.com with the Sports Den as your promo code, and you will get 20% off. Some quick notes. James O'Shaughnessy, my boy, resigns with the Jacks.
Mm-hmm. Take a shot of O'Shaughnessy for that.
Happy about that. I kind of railed on that the other day. It's the only tight end that you have that can catch the ball you were going to let walk, but they were a step ahead of me. He signs a one-year deal. We haven't talked about this much, but this Peyton Manning stuff with ESPN and Monday Night Football.
They want to let him talk?
Well, they want him to. He's kind of slow playing this thing, and he hasn't said yes. The rumor is that he would get more than $10 million a year to do Monday Night Football.
Wow.
Is the rumor. Now, Peyton Manning doesn't need the money. Peyton Manning comes from a rich family, as all of you know, but he also owns a ton of businesses, a ton of franchises, all that kind of stuff, everything from Papa John's to a number of other things. So word on the street is Peyton Manning's okay. He's not missing any meals. Mm-hmm. I think Peyton Manning would be amazing at this. And I think if you had Tony Romo, ESPN's got Monday Night Football, right? So if you had Tony Romo on whatever station that is that he's on doing Sunday Night Football or whatever it is he does, and then you had Peyton Manning doing it, I think it would be amazing. I think Peyton Manning would be as good, if not better, than Tony Romo at it. Because the guy's got a dry sense of humor, and I mean, and we all know that he knows the game as well, if not better than anybody else.
Right, it would be a little bit more funny, but can he bring – like the only thing – it gets kind of annoying at times now when Tony calling the play out, but – I guess it would be kind of interesting to see Peyton Manning's perspective, and can he make it hooked on Phonics football?
Yeah, well, that's
like, can he not get too over in depth? Because I think Tony Romo does a really good job of that.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think Tony Romo gets too detailed at all. The reality about the Tony Romo thing is there's a lot of guys that can do what Tony Romo does, but to do it on national TV actually takes some guts, because you can be wrong,
right?
And you got to be willing to be wrong and look stupid. And Tony Romo has shown that that doesn't bother him at all, and he does an amazing job. Will Peyton Manning do that? Because here's the difference: I don't think when Tony Romo retired from football, we all thought that Tony Romo was a football genius. We thought he was a good quarterback. I think one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the history of the game. but we thought he was a good quarterback. We all think Peyton Manning is a football genius, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, can he explain it from a perspective that the every man can understand? I think they tried to get Jason Witten, but we didn't realize that Jason Witten had his CTE was flourishing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's human study, walking study.
I mean, whoever, like, they immediately regretted that decision.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I'm starting to believe that he had no choice.
You think that they...
Like, it was like, hey, you should go get hit again because...
Because you suck.
You're not going to have a microphone for you. Huh? Yeah, like...
I would like to see it. I'm not one really that watches. I don't even really pay attention to announcers. The only ones, I guess, if I don't really notice you, you're doing a really good job. Because the only ones that I really notice are the ones that annoy me. But I know there's a lot of guys, especially in our business, that hang on to what the announcers say, and they really pay attention to what they say and how they say it and their style. I don't at all. I don't even notice they're there. Until somebody pointed out that Tony Romo was actually calling plays, I'd watched several games and didn't realize it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when you think about it, but did you think Boomer Esiason would have been a really good announcer?
I don't know.
I mean, he's been doing it for years. I can't remember the last time I ever really even listened to him.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Boomer, does he still do it?
He does like the...
He does the pregame show.
Yeah, the pregame show.
I think that pregame show is terrible that they did. Is that the one with Phil Simms and all them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. NFL Network and ESPN's got that market covered. They just need to let it ride wherever it is he's at. My luck, he's at CBS, and that's where we are as an affiliate of. But I have no idea. I guess you were talking about the detail. I was talking more about we already know that Peyton's a genius. He's got a lot more to lose than what Tony Romo had coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Romo didn't really have anything at all to lose other than, you know, a respected quarterback. Peyton Manning was a first ballot or is a first ballot Hall of Fame guy.
True.
How long has he been retired, Peyton? He's got to be coming up on
five, right?
Yeah, he's got to be coming up on that. NFL team executive, have you seen this about the text that was sent? Now, it's an anonymous text.
You know, I like those.
Okay. There was... He rips into the NCAA system.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Klimko, who covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated, tweeted a screenshot of a lengthy quote on Thursday afternoon. He said it was from a team executive, and the exec began ranting about college football and amateurism. And I won't – well, you know what? I'll read
some of
it.
It sounds like a conversation with me.
It does. I think he makes some – yeah, you're right. He makes some of the same points you make. He says the whole thing stinks, and a lot of this he repeats what a lot of people have said. There's so much money, all that kind of stuff. That's all great. Okay. And he says, you know, you have these huge TV contracts, pay 10 coaches on staff $1 million each, which he's wrong with, but we get the point. But where he gets into is something that you have said before that a lot of people don't say. He says, the NCAA, they're all crooks. It's extortion of these players because they're all beat up. In April, I see 350 physicals of draft-eligible players and listen to all the injuries, and it's just brutal. They're 22 years old, and we can't draft him. Or we knock him down the draft board and the doctor says we might be able to get one contact out of him. I mean, I think that's the part that maybe is the least talked about, is we talk about the money they bring in, we talk about the exposure, we talk about the likeness, we talk about all that. But what we don't really talk about, you don't hear about CTE from a college level, you hear about it from an NFL perspective because of the lawsuit.
Yes.
Right, but we've never really talked about it from a college level. When you say CTE, you're talking about from the college level, you personally.
Yeah.
Like, guys who play talk about it, but we don't.
Right. I mean, I'm talking about just college level, pro. Obviously, pro is a little bit more fine-tuned and condensed. But a lot of people don't get a chance to make it to the NFL level. And they have those injuries. And I've seen people have injuries and deal with emotional stress and turmoil that were teammates of mine. I see them struggle. And when people tell me that you should be grateful for the education, most of us were poor. I got news for you. My Pell Grant would have covered my tuition. Now, how I would have lived, I have no idea. But my Pell Grant was enough to cover my tuition and books. So all of that other stuff is BS. A college scholarship, I mean, excuse me, a college degree is nothing more, it's not worth the paper it's printed on if it doesn't come with a job. And I believe if you've given yourself 4 to 5 years to a university, they should at least set you up for 2 years. If you can't go get another job, I'm saying if you're qualified,
right.
don't just give you a $100,000 job, but give you something to where, like, hey, you have an option when you're done. Kind of like what the service academies do for some of their players if they want to get into coaching.
Right. Yeah.
They'll let them be a GA for 2 years, and essentially they get to extend their GI Bill. So there are things that they, more things they could do as far as health benefits. Even if it's not necessarily a health insurance that you can use, if I can get back to Florida State, you already pay in Tallahassee is TOC. Like we have JOI in Heakin and Southeast here. If I can get to the campus, I should be able to go get a checkup. That doesn't really cost you any more. They're already there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, certain things that they can do and be creative. But the problem with most things is that you will not do the right thing until you're forced to do the right thing.
Until you're sued.
And PK Sam, one of my teammates, brought this up years ago, is that if the bubble doesn't burst on the NCAA because of the fiscal, how much money they're making, and people aren't seeing that, it will burst by something similar to O'Bannon coming in when they go to all the former athletes, especially on the football side, and they ask us to do a class action about injuries and things like that. So, like, any player who's been injured and has had side effects, like, you damn real I'm going to sign that thing. And now colleges are going to have to come up when they could just do the right thing off rip.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the same conversation that I think everybody had with the NFL guys from the aspect of you knew what you were getting into when you went and played it.
But the difference is, can you say that about a 17-year-old? Can a 17 and 19-year-old really process
that, yeah.
all of the risk involved before going into a situation with really full-grown adults mm-hmm. that have an entire system and testing that they have to pass to be able to exploit young? I mean, they wouldn't consider exploit, but before you can recruit, you have to actually
pass testing.
That's
where I was going. You're talking about minors here.
Yeah.
With the NFL, you were talking about
grown men
who made a decision, most of which would readily admit, and I asked a couple of them this, if you would have had to sign that paper saying that I'm going to play in the NFL and this and this and this and this is going to happen, would you have played anyway? And they said, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think the problem where the NFL got in trouble is that they lied. It wasn't that they would have made that choice. They withheld information about how dangerous the game is. So, like, they legitimately said, this is safe. You are not harming your body. Go back out there. I see birds floating around. No. You're good. Go out there. Like, this is what the NFL was doing. So that's the reason why they were guilty. But when you have – but, again, this one is a – any other situation – We would have already seen lawsuits where adults are preying on minors.
Well, it's funny because whoever this is, and again, they're anonymous, then they go and make this quote here. And he says, if you or I were real talented at singing or playing guitar or rap, we could just go make a bunch of money. It's not like we have to go to some music school and let them reap millions off of us first. We can go off on our own. These kids don't have that option. You throw in the fact that the average NFL career is 3 years, and it's just a travesty. You could have given so many other examples, but instead you chose to pick an industry that is known for terrible contracts to young
yes.
people.
I think what he used. Yes, you're right. That's the first thing I thought. I'm like, then we talk about exploitation. And,
yeah, exactly.
And record contracts. I actually saw some. We'll have to talk about it off air, but I actually was educated on why they call it masters and things like that. Like where the contracts actually came from into that. It was very intriguing, but contracts are only worse. But I think they're looking at it from a standpoint that the NFL is what I always say. The NFL is an athletic sport, but it's entertainment. Mm. It's not what we think it is. It's not just, you know, anybody can do it. It's an entertainment industry. So I think that's part of where it came from. But anything like that, like if you have, for example, if I go to college, And I figured out an algorithm or something.
Right.
I can not only get paid, go to that school for the full ride, just like an athlete, I can also get paid off of anything that I do. like off my patents, off my other stuff.
There's actually a lot of lawsuits right now over that. A lot of lawsuits about from individuals. I say now there have been in the last couple of years who helped discover something at a university
while they were at
it.
It's different. So when like sometimes you, but it's similar concept.
Yeah.
But before going into it, like for example, Auntie Aunt Beck, her daughter's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
She's getting paid off of doing whatever it is that she does.
Yep. We got a lot to get into tonight. When we come back, I want to get into Des Bryant, and I want to get into Johnny Manziel. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It's been a rough week for Johnny Manziel.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. JJ, how you doing, man?
I'm good man. I just don't want to talk much. There's a big delay. And to take the listeners behind the scenes. Sounds pretty weird.
Just make sure you're all right over there. Johnny Manziel, who sucks so bad at football he was kicked out of a country, then signed with the Memphis team for the Alliance. I can just hear my dad giving fashion advice to Marvin.
I like how he said that. I mean, I like where he bought his clothes.
Sam's. Buy my clothes from Sam.
It was like, it wasn't like, you know how your parents sometimes give you unsolicited advice?
Yeah.
It was just like he's looking at Marvin, and Marvin has he's a leading constituent of the drip community.
Right.
And he's telling, you know where I got all this?
Sam's. Like, Marvin's like, wearing more in clothes right now than my dad had since an entire closet.
Yep.
No doubt. Anyway, so Johnny Manziel. All that's going on, and dadgum, Bree, that's his wife's name.
Okay.
Should have gone and left, man.
Really?
She has removed Manziel from her last name. I guess nowadays we don't really get official divorces. What we do is we remove our names from social media, I guess.
So that's how it starts, yeah.
Yeah, she's removed Manziel from her last name. She's deleted all traces of Johnny Manziel from her Instagram page. She just came back from a girls' trip to Bali.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where it goes down. What happens in Bali stays in Bali.
Bree and Johnny have been going strong for years, man. They 2016, they go way back.
She was with him when he went to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been together about a year. Johnny asked her to marry him. She's the one that he gave all the credit to for pulling him out of his downward spiral.
That's what happens, man.
He was quoted as saying, when you find a girl as amazing as I did that saved me from where I was in my life, you absolutely put a ring on it. Mm. I legit feel bad for Manziel. Mm. That's Bree.
Bree got the Riley.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
tough.
It's a tough life for Johnny these picture. Days, man. Like, huh? You saw it?
I don't understand this. I really don't understand this, women. It's your body. Do whatever you want to do. But why you got to leave and why you got to go out like that?
What do you mean? I think that was a previous picture.
That was a previous picture? Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, I'm good with that.
You thought that was what she posted when she took Manziel off the – that's the part I don't get. Like, you just all willy-nilly taking your last name and changing it?
I mean, I'm sure she got to go through the process, the government. Like, yeah, go get your name back. Actually, Johnny should have took some ownership.
Should have took her name?
That's my name, homie. Let me hold that. Come up off that. You're not finna get no fame from that. But nah, I don't feel any sympathy for Johnny Manziel because he, you know, chickens come home to roost.
You really don't.
She's been wilding. I mean, he's been wilding, and she finally got tired of it. You got kicked out of a country.
Yeah, it's true. We still don't really know why.
And they've had some disputes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was just like, you know what? I don't want to move to Memphis. It's not like that song. It's nothing like that song, actually.
But Johnny Manziel is like, it's kind of like Antonio Callaway. Callaway was all right last year. But do we not all anticipate the train wreck?
No, he's going to smoke some weed.
Right. At some point, we know that we're going to wake up. We're going to put on the Twitter and breaking Antonio Callaway gets I love that song, actually.
This is a great song.
Antonio Callaway receives 4-game suspension, right, or something like that. Johnny Manziel didn't even give us a start of a feel-good story. At least Callaway gave us a year, and maybe gives us two. I don't want to shortchange Callaway. Maybe he plays a 10-year career and puts the weed down and never does anything.
Oh, no, I know for a fact he ain't put the weed down.
He just got caught.
Yeah.
But Manziel, like,
he blowing Orange Mountain right now.
Manziel is exactly what everybody said he was going to be. There's not any part of you that wants to prove people wrong. There's not any part of you that says, or is it that he's got a disease? Like, is he that afflicted by it, or is he just a turd?
Just a turd. I know, disease.
Speaking of turds, Dez Bryant is back in the media. He wrote on Twitter today, "I will be a steal wherever I go, bet on it." Dog, I didn't even know you were still trying to play. I just assumed he had done the James Coleman retirement.
He just didn't say nothing?
Yeah. Where he was just going to announce it on a radio show in a couple years. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm retired. But it just kind of hung up the cleats. He still wants to play. He's only 30, though.
Wait a minute. I mean, that's ancient.
There's a lot of receivers signing 30 years old. I mean, we just talked about.
He ain't Golden Tate. Golden Tate's 30 looks different than Dez's 30.
You think?
Yeah. Golden Tate actually has produced the last couple of years.
Randall Cobb's what, 29?
I don't remember.
So when Dallas let him walk, he was only 28 then. And nobody took a stab at him.
Exactly.
Like, that's we haven't really got a chance to talk about it this year. We talked about it a lot last year, my turd to talent index. And once your turdness exceeds your talent,
you got to let him go.
Then you got no option. And here we are with Dez Bryant. He got an option. He got signed in November from the Saints. Tore his Achilles on the second day in New Orleans. So now he's not only a turd, he's a hurt turd.
I mean, well, you got his bread.
You think?
They have to pay you.
He didn't sign like that.
I mean, it wasn't that much money.
No, it was in November. So maybe he got
whatever
the league minimum for the last 5 weeks of the season was. How much money did he make in his career, though? I mean, he did pretty well, right? I would assume he got at least one big contract. I'm trying to look it up here. But did you know he's even still trying to play?
Mm-mm.
How desperate would you have to be to sign Dez Bryant?
Jags desperate?
No, not even. No. Jags aren't that desperate. No way. No way. Let's see. Career earnings for Dez Bryant. Oh, yeah. He's fine. He good. How much do you think?
35?
57.
Nice.
57 mil is what he has made in his career. His last 3 years with the Cowboys, he made 16, 16, and 13. So, dude's fine. 57,400,000 in his career. He made $588,000 last year, so I guess I was wrong.
It's pretty good.
For 2 days' work to basically rehab an Achilles.
I mean, it's still painful.
But unlike – I don't want to make it sound like we're talking about him like we talk about Sam Bradford, though. Sam Bradford got paid a ton of money for no production. Dez Bryant was very productive. He earned his money.
Right.
You don't think he did?
Yeah, no, I'm saying yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was a top, what would you say, 3, 4, 5 receiver in the league for a couple years?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure I pointed that out. Because when I look at Sam Bradford, he didn't earn a penny. Like, his agent earned that money for him. But Dez Bryant's a good player. Dez Bryant's always gotten on my nerves a little bit, and now he's really getting on my nerves. Like, dude, just walk away. You've got a chance here. Yeah, you wanted to play an extra year, but now you've got a chance to walk away with a ton of cash and kind of like Chad Johnson and those guys. Now, Chad played longer, but say, hey, I was a hell of a receiver. And now all anybody's just going to remember about you is that you wanted to play for another 3 years and nobody would sign you.
I mean, but Chad Johnson. Was he as good as Chad Johnson or T.O.? I'm shocked that
he
nobody
wasn't as
gave,
good as T.O., no.
I'm shocked nobody really entertained T.O. when he did want to play. His turn to talent was pretty good still.
You think he's still on the right side?
You said, do I think he's on the right side?
You think he was on the right side when that turn to talent index, you think he was on the right side of that when he retired?
I mean, I think when he said he wanted to come back, I think he needed the money.
You say he needed the money?
Yeah, you never seen his story?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he's been, like, hard.
He made like, 80 mil.
Child support, bad investments. He's not like Chad Johnson. People think Chad Johnson was stupid and frivolous, but he was insanely frugal. And he didn't drink. You know he doesn't drink?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing the thing about him.
He poses and it looks like. So he'll drink cranberry juice in the club.
I remember seeing the thing about him. Like he never wore real diamonds. It was mm-hmm. always stuff like that. I can't find a career earnings for Chad Johnson, actually. So I know he's doing well. But, yeah. I mean, Chad Johnson, Terrell Owens, Dez Bryant. Yeah, Dez Bryant would be last in that for me.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. But I've got a great 8 o'clock for you, though.
Okay.
I mean, an amazing 8 o'clock. It is Cam Newton related, and I can't believe you haven't posted like 20 things about this. It came out earlier today. Don't look it up. I want you to listen when we come back. I want you to hear it for the first time right here on the Sports Den. That's coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
Loose Air Quality brings you 8 o'clock every single night. That's Loose Air Quality, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. If you've got crappy air, you don't need to be living in crappy air. It's bad for you. I'm telling you, you're going to get sick. You're going to get people around you sick, people you love sick. Maybe you don't even like them, but you still don't want to get them sick. Maybe you're just forced to live with them like Johnny Manziel's wife.
Yeah.
Like out here changing your last name on your social media without even telling the dude.
She about to get all the little bit of pain. He going to have to play forever now.
Yeah. Well, she can't touch family money. Yeah. She can't touch trust fund money.
Nah, I'm just talking about a little bit of bread he making right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, bottom line, get to Loose Air Quality. Have them come test your air. They'll give you a complete report of what's going on with your air, home or business. You don't know anybody that does this for telling you. Right now, you're going to need them at some point, so you need to write this number down. Or put it in your phone, whatever you do with numbers these days. 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Loose Air Quality. Make sure you get out there and tell them the Sports Den sent you. Cam Newton. Your boy. So he is. He was talking to James Corden, okay, and he's talking about, bro. You don't need to eat anything else. I'm concerned about you.
I haven't eaten. You haven't seen me eat anything else. I just took four of the boys' fries.
I'm concerned about you.
Mainly because they were there.
I don't want to come see you in the hospital again.
Nah, that was actually the apple thing. Might do it.
Apparently, what Cam's doing is each month he's giving something up for the month. So picture Lent, okay? But he's giving something up a month at a time. Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
In January, he quit betting. Okay? So apparently he was betting on stuff. I don't know. In February, he went vegan. In March, he has chose to quit climaxing.
So he's going to be abstinent?
He just says climax. That's what he's giving up
right,
for
so,
March.
So wait a minute. Let me rewind this back. Make sure I'm – because mm-hmm. I'm seeing a trend here, and I'm making sure I'm putting all this stuff together the
Go
right
ahead.
Way. So – what was the first thing he gave up?
Betting.
Okay, yeah, that has nothing to do with anything.
Then vegan.
and then now he doesn't want to be with a woman.
No, that's not what he said. See, you're reading too far into this. He says climax all together.
Yeah, but I mean,
woman, not whatever.
I don't understand this guy. He's not going to make him play better.
Well, it's just for the month of March.
March is one of the – why would you need to flip that?
You should have done that in February?
Yeah, you should have done that in February, 3 days shorter.
It's an interesting
– bold strategy, Cotton.
So, I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, for the month of March, I'm not going to have sex. It's a whole other thing to say.
I mean,
like, to be that specific with it. You know what I mean?
That means he might have a problem with the other stuff. I mean, Terry Crews that came out a couple years ago and said that he had to stop that because his wife caught him.
Okay, well, that's interesting because I took it a different way. If I say I'm not going to.
Not caught him with another woman.
No, just, no. What I'm saying is, I can say, hey, for the month of March, I'm not going to do that, but you could still have sex.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you see what I'm saying?
I'm not stopping.
It's physically
right now,
possible.
You are in your prime, Cameron.
It's physically possible is my point.
This is the most
fun interesting
it's
he
be.
Used that. Wow. It's interesting he used that terminology.
Climax.
Yes.
So maybe, you know what? He may get more disciplined this way. All he said was climaxing is finishing.
That's right.
He didn't say he wouldn't work himself up.
That's what I was trying to say.
That's too much work. Why would you tease yourself?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what Cam Newton is telling us. That's all I'm doing.
Listen, man. Cam is a weirdo, man.
Cam's different?
Nah, no. Jameis is different.
No.
Cam is a weirdo.
I can't say what I was going to say.
Cam walks around with where in the world is Carmen Sandiego hats, Mary J. Blige no more drama boots, dresses. The man wore not a skirt. What did he wear? He wore
a romper.
And then tried to make the romper look tough with a cigar.
Jameis would never agree to not climax.
You're right about that. Jameis would never agree to that. The problem is we didn't know put hashtag brother of the leaf or hashtag sister of the leaf when he wore the romper.
No, man.
We were confused. I just want to know I want to be in the right. But this. You're right. I'm taking Nick Foles over Cam, man. I'm mad I'm tired of this, man. I got to talk to my girl Sheena. Like, this is ridiculous. This is getting out of hand.
I can't wait.
Somebody
to see
needs to talk to this guy.
I can't wait to see what April is. So we've given up betting. We've given up. We're going vegan for a month, and now we're not climaxing for the whole month of March. Y'all aren't paying attention. That's Cam Newton right now. They were in their own little conversation.
So
and
he
they
went
heard that,
vegan
they both looked
for
at me like,
one
huh?
month. You know what I'm saying? Vegan is a rich people's diet.
Because
it sucks if you to try to eat vegan normally. Like just carrots and steak, like the stuff that I can afford, is disgusting. The food lacks flavor. But like rich people vegan, they got, like, you know, when I'm listening to them talk, oh, this tastes just like chicken. And that's the other thing. You know what? Because this is 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Why do vegans try to make me vegan by saying this tastes like meat?
Like, that is actually a very good question.
No, you tell me this kale tastes like lettuce.
Right.
Like, that's what you chose to eat. That's the path, the lifestyle you chose to lead. Don't try to trick me by telling me this tastes just like filet mignon.
Right. That's actually a fair point. And why does everything taste like chicken?
Oh, no, that's a good question. Chicken's delicious. God knew what he was doing when he made chicken.
But, like, is there anything else in the world that can taste different? Like I can have one kind of chicken, it tastes completely different, a different kind of chicken, a different kind of chicken. Most beef tastes the same for the most part. So why does everything
depends
taste
on
like
who's
the
grilling.
Thing that...
I mean, shrimp don't taste like chicken. Fish don't taste like chicken. There's really only three categories. Though, like seafood, chicken, or beef is pretty much what everything comes down to. Mm.
Seafood, chicken, or beef?
Yeah, making sure I said that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't eat fish, so I don't really know what.
I'm not a big seafood guy. I can go to Bonefish and rip up some Bang Bang shrimp. But like the little cold shrimp?
Yeah, I can't get into those.
Why are people so into that? Like you bring a shrimp platter.
Don't bring me no cold seafood.
Like people lose their mind over that. I'll pass. I will literally choose not to eat before I eat cold shrimp.
Yeah, but they did that to us when we went like on the fancy meal for the bowl games. And yeah, I was like, yo, you gotta go heat this up for me so I can eat this. And the lady looked at me like I was crazy.
Heat up the
said, ma'am, if you don't, if you, would you please go put this in the microwave? She's like, it's already cooked. I said, but it's cold. I like my food warm.
Staying with 8 o'clock. I'm confused about something. A couple of weeks ago, or I guess about a month ago, we heard that Colin Kaepernick. And I hate to even say this, but Eric Reed, because I feel like Eric Reed just rode Kaepernick's backpack on this, had settled with the NFL, and we heard that we were not going to ever hear the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we hearing the amount now?
Because the NFL is leaking information that I believe. I read it, and I've heard about it, and it's too convenient for the story to make the NFL look like they won.
What do you mean?
Like $10 million?
It said, less than.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, did they release, like, the actual report, or was it with an anonymous source?
No, it says Wall Street Journal is reporting that the settlement total is less than $10 million.
Right.
And then, of course, you've got attorney's fees and all that kind of stuff. But what you're saying is
I think this is just the NFL putting something out or somebody leaking it out because you can't go back. Like, they're not going to go back and say that such and such told me because that's a breach of contract that will cost the NFL even more money if it turns out that it was the NFL side that did this because it's supposed to be an NDA.
I can see what you're saying. I think I agree with you that the NFL is probably the one that leaked this, but I think the dollar amount is probably accurate. I think that's the reason they leaked it.
No, I believe you've already won.
I never thought it was like some crazy amount of money, though.
The reason why I don't believe it, because if it was only $10 million, there's no need for cap to settle. Because the thing is, you said lawyer fees. The party that loses pays the lawyer fees. So you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Well, say it again.
Like,
that's not how it works, James.
That's not how this one works?
No.
Because I know.
No, you're talking.
That's not how the legal system works in general.
This isn't corporate.
I'm being sued. I know how the legal system
No, like in
works.
This situation like this, I know
this
what you're talking about.
This is a similar situation. They're trying to get money out of you, and if you lose, you pay my legal fees.
Okay, no.
That's
no.
a civil suit.
No.
This isn't like when they sued Big Tobacco. Like,
right,
there was a class action.
Yeah,
a class
right.
action. This is literally like you did me wrong.
No, but what I'm saying is the way I read this. Was the $10 million was including legal fees. Like, it was the cost of the total settlement including legal fees.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, because that's like saying Kaepernick settled for $5 million. There's no way any lawyer who's trying to make something like the NFL owners settled for a reason. The reason was they didn't want people to get to them emails.
Right.
And they didn't want people to get to the
right.
text messages.
Right.
Because, and I'm pretty sure that Cap and his lawyers knew that. Mm-hmm. So, like, my thing is, like, that alone, whether they did collude or not, that alone is worth more than worth more than $10 million.
How much did you think it was, though?
No, I was thinking the 40, the 40 range.
Oh, were you really?
Like, to where they both maybe walked away with 15 to 20.
Oh,
like,
so I wasn't thinking that. Anywhere near that.
I'm like, right now, you might put it like this. Cap could have made that. $5 million Cap could have made that across this amount of time.
Wasn't that the point of the suit?
No, but what I'm saying, like, people like.
And first off, before, I don't think they split it 50-50, by the way.
No, I got that, but I'm saying, even if it what, no matter what it was, Cap didn't have to we have to remember, Cap opted out of his contract in San Francisco.
Right, right.
Which would have been $20 million. or something like that. I forgot what the exact number, but it was high.
Not a year.
Yeah,
but
over the course of. So, I mean, I'm either Cap is extremely stupid, which I don't think he's extremely stupid, or this is just because there's no way for any of us to actually verify it, because if Cap comes out and says something, you know what Cap is actually in. Like, so the NFL is just doing this knowing that there is no
Well, they could leak something.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they're leaking it.
No, Cap side could leak something, but an attorney or something like that. But
if Cap is different. NFL, there's 32 teams, and there's a whole bunch of different people that would know this information. Cap side, there's literally one attorney.
No, I got you.
And so, like, if it comes from his side, it's easier to track who leaked it.
No, I'm interested in the amount that – that's why I asked. That's why I brought the question up, because I kind of thought in my mind – the amount I had kind of thought in my mind was like that 15, 17, 20 range.
Oh, you mean like not per person?
No,
you
total. Yeah, total.
Even then, that's
because 40 million is a lot of freaking money, dude. That's a ton of money. You're talking about Nick Foles guarantees. You know what I mean? And if the suit was over lost wages, that's why I thought, you know, somewhere around 15, something like that. Isn't Eric Reed playing?
Yes, Eric Reed, I think, Eric Reed's playing.
He's in Carolina.
He got played last year, right? Mm-hmm. He was the one that lied about the drug test.
Which, again.
I think he got a contract extension.
Yes, he did. Which, again, we don't know if he, like, they say that, but there's, like, he literally had the date and the number of, like, he took pictures of the thing in his locker. Like,
that's pictures of one.
I thought it was numerous
times. But the independent. The independent drug testing thing is the one that came out and said, no, we drug tested him, I think they said twice.
But didn't even his coach say, like, yeah, it's kind of getting kind of ridiculous?
I don't know.
I'm just saying it was more than just Eric saying, yo, I'm being drug tested again. It was like other people corroborating that. And yeah, they got an independent. I don't really, again, that part, I just think it's just sometimes it's too convenient of a number to make you say, like, all right, man, come on, man. We know y'all dealing in big-time money.
No, I got you.
Like, it's just, like, tell me 10. Tell me 15. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, you know what? Okay, well, fine. But, like, that's almost too low for everything. Like, come on, NFL. Y'all didn't wait. Like, because if they believed that they can get that, which is probably what their legal fees and stuff would have done, the NFL is petty. Remember, the NFL had to be – put it like this. The only thing we have similar to notice that the NFL did was through the CTE lawsuit.
Yeah.
And the NFL fought that tooth and nail. They didn't just give in. Like, you can't tell me that the NFL just gave in for that. If they believe that, they believe that they would take that, then they believe that he didn't have anything. Or they didn't have anything to hide.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
I really don't like Eric Reed. And it's not – doesn't have anything to do with any of this stuff. Like, Eric Reed pisses me off.
What did Eric Reed do to you?
Because I feel like, without anybody knowing my stance on the Kaepernick thing or anything like that, the one thing that I will say about Kaepernick is the dude took hell for what he did and didn't play again. Man, Eric Reed, I didn't even know he was part of this until he hopped on that lawsuit. Like, you filed a different lawsuit, Eric Reed. You don't get to do this.
Who was it in Philly that was a part of it as well? That ended up actually the first one to actually settle, like, for his nonprofit.
Bro, Eric Reed has not missed.
It was Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah,
because
so.
That's what really Eric Reed and Malcolm Jenkins had words.
But Eric Reed has not missed a year, dog. I'm looking at his contracts here. Eric Reed, when did this happen? 2016, 2017.
Yeah, he's been signed.
Yeah,
he got signed late in 17.
So he's 1.2 in 15, 1.0 – this is cash that he's earned, 1.5 in 16, 5.6 in 17, 1.7 in 18.
Well, I got 5.6?
Yeah, like, I just –
no, I agree with
you. He gets on my nerves. Like, you can't – you don't get to do this, Eric.
Well, in his defense, Cap also signed for $20 million with Nike. Like, so Cap ain't been – like, this is why I always tell people this, to err on the side of the
coffin. I get that, but Cap also was the one that was the face of
it. Cap willingly –
Eric Reed wasn't.
Yeah, Cap willingly put himself in a situation. It was a well-calculated risk.
I mean, do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. Eric Reed Cat has rubbed me the wrong way.
You want him to have a little more skin in the game.
Yeah, like if you're gonna go after everything that Cap's going after, bro. I don't know. I don't really feel like getting into all this again because somebody's going to hit us up the Duval 4 text line. You don't even know my opinions on it. You don't care. You just hear what you want to hear. 8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. Again, make sure you get your air quality checked out. Go to looseairquality.com. That's L-U-C-E airquality.com. If you're a realtor in the area, go to that website. Check out everything that they do, because you don't want to put people in houses that have air quality issues. You don't want to do that. Like, let's get this taken care of before you close in that house, and Loose Air Quality can help you do that. Go to looseairquality.com. That's L-U-C-E airquality.com. Find out what they have to offer, and then they can get out there right away and get you a test done. Interesting mock draft came out today. I will tell you, Kyler Murray is not number one. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Sports Den coming to you from Gators Dockside in Jordan Creek tomorrow night. We will be at Mr. Chubby's in Fleming Island, so you can come catch some basketball out there. Good food out here at Gators Dockside. James has eaten one thing off the menu.
That was amazing.
Everything off the menu. What was that?
That was like an apple crisp. That was on point.
Jordan Creek is where we are at right now. Make sure you get through here this weekend, watch some basketball, order you some cold beer. Just sit back and relax and enjoy. Ton of TVs. What'd you say earlier?
Superfluous.
Yes. Yes, that many TVs. Here at Gators Dockside in Julington Creek. As we get closer to the draft, more and more mock drafts are going to come out. Bleacher Report has one today, and I kind of search these mock drafts each and every day, and if one catches my eye, I save it. And this one caught my eye because in their mock draft, they don't have Kyler Murray going number one. They don't have Kyler Murray going 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They don't have a quarterback going in the top 9.
Oh, wow.
At all. The first quarterback they have being taken, the Denver Broncos select Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
Kyler Murray goes to Cincinnati at 11. Drew Lock goes to Miami at 13. That's their quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round in this mock draft. The way they've got it is Nick Bosa going 1 to Arizona, Josh Allen going 2 to the 49ers, Quinnen Williams 3 to the Jets, Montez Sweat. Let me make sure this is a recent one. Yeah, it's today. Montez Sweat going 4 to the Raiders, Brian Burns going 5 to Tampa, Rashawn Gary going 6 to the Giants, and you know who's coming to Jacksonville? Andre Dillard. Offensive tackle from Washington State.
Wasn't that the guy we talked about the other day that we were taking in the second?
No, that was a different offensive tackle. But this is the first time I have seen Andre Dillard to the Jags. In fact, I don't remember seeing Andre Dillard anywhere in the top 20. Gibbs, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Do you remember seeing Andre Dillard anywhere in the top 20 or even in the first round?
No, I remember he was pretty good at the Senior Bowl, though. But I don't recall hearing him in the first round or at least the top 20.
Yeah, number 7 seems like a stretch for Andre Dillard. By the way, our game last night was a hit. We should play that more often.
What does his name sound like?
Yeah, what position and what school? Maybe we will play that in here in a little bit if I can find some names. They've got Greedy Williams going 8 to the Lions and DK Metcalf going 9 to the Bills. And like I mentioned earlier, Haskins and Murray going back-to-back, Broncos and Bengals at 10 and 11. Devin White, the linebacker from LSU, going to the Packers at 12. Ed Oliver falling to 14. Cleveland Farrell falling to 16. Jonah Williams falling to 17. Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle from Clemson, falling to 18. Do you remember this time last year or shortly after the draft and people were talking about how Clemson was going to have 3 defensive linemen drafted 4 in the top 5?
Oh, yeah, 3 in the top 5. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. I fall into it. Like, immediately after the draft, I always look ahead to the next draft just to kind of see. And then I forget about it until, like, October, November, something like that. But last year also, people were telling us that Will Greer or Jake Browning would be the first quarterback taken. Think about
that.
They
were also saying Sherbert from out of Oregon was going to come out.
Herbert. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how off people can be. Will Greer had his pro day today. People were talking like he lit it up, and I just want to remind a couple people tagged me on Twitter on this. I do not dislike Will Grier. I don't. In fact, it's the opposite. I've always pulled for Will Grier. I wish Will Grier would have finished his career at Florida. I wish McElwain would have taken care of him. I wish he wouldn't have transferred out. I think that was a complete misstep on Florida's part in letting Will Grier walk away. I just don't think Will Grier is going to be that good of an NFL quarterback. I think that I see Will Grier every single year.
True.
And a pro day that he had today, a couple teams saying, hey, he looked good, does not mean that they're jumping up in the first round to take him.
That means that he may have solidified himself as a second or third round pick.
I still will be shocked if he's a second round pick.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the absolute earliest for Will Grier is the third. And somebody sent me something, and I don't have it up, or I would read it on Twitter, about the Giants were one of the teams that were interviewing Will Grier. And I just, again, want to remind people that the Giants are in a situation here where they have their quarterback for this year. They've already paid him a $5 million bonus. They have needs. They could take somebody at six. They could circle back around in the third round and take Will Grier, and that may not be a stretch.
They can actually take Metcalf. And it wouldn't be bad because they have the other receivers that would actually fit.
Yeah, Golden Tate. They got the tight end.
Shepherd.
Yep. Yep, and they got the running back. Yeah, no, you're right. You're definitely right. I'm looking at just seeing Juwan Taylor is kind of dropping at this point too. He's at 23rd to the Houston Texans. Ja'Kai Polite, that's a wrap on him, isn't it? He's not going first round.
Right.
Brian Burns, that's really high for Brian Burns, 5. I think he's got that skill set, though. Like, if you have the right defense, you have the right pieces where you can afford to take a draft or a rush-only guy, mm-hmm. I think Brian Burns is – I think he's draftable in the top 10.
Yeah, it just really depends on – I think we'll know more next Thursday at FSU's Pro Day.
What do you think you're going to see there that you didn't see at the Combine?
You'll see the teams will actually have drills that they want. And if he does, I think a lot of FSU play. I don't mind what Derwin James did. I think it was smart, kind of.
Talk about that. What
like
do you mean?
Last year, Derwin James stood on what he did at the combine.
Okay.
He did not do any individual drill. He didn't do the position drills. He went and did short shuttle. He did some interviews. I don't remember if he did another 40, but that was all he did. He didn't do position drills. He said, hey, you saw enough at the combine. And there were teams like the Giants that were looking at him, the Buccaneers. I got a chance to have some drinks with some guys, off campus. And they were like, hey, this is the only reason we came here was to see Derwin. So it pissed off a lot of people. That's the reason why he slid. I talked about it being a gamble, wasn't really sure how it would work out. But I think with Burns – you want to make that money. You want to be able to climb. And I also think Durham, no matter what, was a guaranteed first-round pick. Burns is still not a – he should be a first-round pick. Probably more than likely would be a late pick in the first round. But if he goes out and he impresses the right people,
Durham, he chose not to do the ball skill type drills, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's all the DB drills are.
Right. But what is it that Brian Burns specifically could do?
When they do they want to see how you bend, how you explode, how aggressive you are. They do a little bit. They do more. That's literally all you do at Pro Day. But they also probably will want to see him do linebacker drills as well. And I don't know if he did linebacker drills at the combine.
So are you telling me it? Because all I know about is a quarterback position. And we won't get into it tonight, but I had some very interesting conversations about these pro day scripts and how they are formulated and all that kind of stuff.
See, the quarterback, it's up to the quarterback trainer, coach, or whatever.
So that's what I'm asking.
That.
It's not like that?
No, for every other position, it's literally what that scout, whoever the scout is that they're letting run that station, it's what 5 to 10 drills they want to see.
So why wouldn't a Derwin James tell people ahead of time that he wasn't going to do that?
I don't know if I don't that part. I don't know.
I mean, is it he's being a good teammate and wants to make sure he gets everybody out there to see the other guys?
That has nothing to do with it.
You don't think so?
No, it's all business at this point. And the other part of it is you don't want to. I think you hear it, but they also feel like they can try to convince or woo. Maybe once you get out there, the competitive juices get to flowing and they get a chance to see it. But it doesn't matter. Like right now, FSU has three guys this year. I think maybe four guys in this draft that are drafted.
Who? Who? Because I'm not hearing anything about anybody but him.
They had four. They had the guys that went to the combine. They had DeMarcus Christmas is draftable. Brian
I thought
Burns
he was going
to
be really good.
He should have been
not?
Better. He should have left last year. His attitude affected his paycheck this year. Nyquan Murray is draftable. I forgot who else went. But
did they have bad combines? Why are we not?
No, they just weren't. I mean, I've heard a little bit about Christmas. They're just not first round grade guys. Like they're late. They're
but
late
like I
draft
feel work. Like we're hearing about Chauncey Gardner Johnson. We're
because
hearing
Chauncey
about Jordan
Gardner Johnson
is
really good. Jordan Scarlett was the second leader rusher for UF.
And he just had a good combine.
Yeah, just like right now, you heard about Ja'Kai Polite going into the combine was the guy with the highest grade, but then now you don't really hear anything else about him after that.
In fact, you hear more about the other guys, Juwan Taylor and the two that I just mentioned before, than you hear about. By the way, I would be all for the Jags taking Jordan Scarlett.
Oh.
Well, either one of them, but Jordan Scarlett specifically. That's a running back there. When we talk about a Nick Foles type system, that's a running back that fits.
Right.
Like he's got enough bulk that he can run between the tackles. He's got enough speed that he can catch the edge. He's a quick twitch guy.
Man, he's a mid round guy.
Is that what you're seeing? Like third, fourth round?
I mean, that's
round?
Just I haven't looked at any mocks, but that's what I'm assuming. He's not a first round guy.
I really thought, and maybe it still can happen. I really thought Ed Oliver would make his way back into the top 10.
Like, that's confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did.
Yeah, when we went through and looked, what was it, two shows ago, to see if we missed something, but there's nothing there. Ed Oliver was thought to be the number one overall pick halfway through the season.
Yep.
Nick Bosa took that over, and now Kyler Murray's getting a bunch. And then, like, the Josh Allen guy, he must have crazy good film because he hasn't put up numbers that would blow you away. But his film must be.
I mean, did he run the 40?
Yeah, we looked it up. I think he did run it. I don't think it was anything great. Because remember, we were talking about we didn't hear anything about him at the combine, and then we looked him up. But, you know, Quinnen Williams has done nothing but help himself. Brian Burns helped himself. Greedy Williams, DK Metcalf, those guys have all helped themselves. Devin White. Ed Oliver should be in that same sentence, I guess is my point. Like, he hasn't done anything any worse than any of those dudes. But yet, for some reason, we're still seeing him fall to 13, 14, 15, 16, heck, in some cases, 20 and 21. In this mock draft that I'm looking at, TJ Hockenson is number 20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we were talking about earlier
that
the week him coming here.
Now, that fits.
Yeah.
He goes there, he'll play for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Based off of what the guy said, he does nothing perfect. He just does everything good.
Yeah, DeAndre Baker, corner from Georgia. I'm just looking at local guys here. The Devin Bush guy, 32.
I like him.
32 to the Patriots.
God, he'll play forever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's catch you up on NCAA tournament action. Let's look ahead a little bit to tomorrow's games as well. That's coming up next on the Sports Den.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
What's wrong?
We got 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We got to work. Like, you breaking.
No, I want to get to some of this NCAA. We haven't spent any time on it. So, Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD MedSpa Studios on the road, actually, today at Gators Dockside in Julington Creek, down south on State Road 13. Good crowd out here earlier, kind of thinned out now. Halftime of a lot of the late games. I had to kind of catch everybody up here in Jacksonville. Seton Hall trailing Wofford by 10 right now. Wofford winning 40-30. Saw, like, a lot of Wofford fans there today, actually. I haven't heard. I didn't watch. I was watching the Gator game, so I didn't watch any of the Kentucky stuff.
It got out of hand.
Yeah, I'm assuming that it was Kentucky-like nation down there, though.
How would I doubt?
But I was surprised. Were you surprised at the crowd in the early session today?
No.
Really? I just kind of thought Kentucky would buy up all the tickets. But, I mean, it was when we were there, it was pretty much packed. And that one part that was empty after you left, that's where the Maryland folks rolled into. Mm-hmm. So I guess they were just out tailgating before the game. But here in Jacksonville, Wofford winning 40-30 over Seton Hall. Also at halftime, Michigan winning 34-21 over Montana. Baylor and Syracuse, 38-37. Baylor up right now just before halftime. Purdue winning. Who are they playing? Old Dominion? Is that who Purdue's playing? ODU? 21-16. In the first. Minnesota beats Louisville today. There's an upset. LSU beat Yale 79-74 in a game that Yale could have easily have won. Home dude that got paid, man. I ain't impressed with him.
Yeah, I was talking about that. They could have. They need to take his money and spread it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Zero was pretty good.
Zero was really good. Dude, and maybe I'm – I don't know. I don't like the way he had his shorts rolled up. I don't like that look.
Yeah.
The guy that got paid. If you're going to do that, you better ball. I mean, he did not ball. Auburn wins today barely, 78-77. In fact, did you see the end of that game? So Auburn was up two, and New Mexico State, that's who they're playing, right, Gibbs? New Mexico State shoots a three. Auburn fouls him. The guy misses two of the three. Yeah.
I'll never forget that, unfortunately.
No. Misses the first one, makes the second one, misses the third. FSU a winner tonight over Vermont, 76-69. Michigan State over Bradley, 76-65. Maryland and Belmont. That player, that number three for Belmont, is a stinking baller. I'm going to look up his name right now. Like, if you walked into across the street right now to Publix and you saw him, you would think
nothing.
Just normal student. Windler. D. Windler. Let's see what his first name actually. I want to give this dude full credit. Dylan Windler, 6'8", 200 pounds. He had he averaged 20 points a game this year. Today, he had 35. Wow. 11 for 23 from the field. He had 35 points and 11 rebounds. Heck of an effort. Kansas wins today. Murray State with another upset, 12-5. I think a lot of people picked that one, though. Murray State over Marquette.
Is it an upset when everybody knows that you have a lottery pick as a player?
Why do they do – like, every year, is it by design they do the 12-5 thing? Because isn't that the most upsettable mm-hmm. game? Like, I mean, yeah, that was – I bet you if you looked at those brackets, over 50% picked Murray State over Marquette.
Right.
And, of course, they did end up winning by 19. Florida with the victory tonight. Kentucky with the win. Gonzaga and Villanova
both say Florida was an upset. Most people – most even Florida fans didn't pick Florida.
I picked them to win this game.
You did?
Yeah. I picked with I will admit it was completely a heart pick in my head. I didn't think they would, but yeah, I did pick them. I picked them to get beat the next game. Tomorrow, Oklahoma Ole Miss is going to be a good game. That's going to be fun to watch. I love the 8-9 matchups. Let's look at the 12-5 matchups tomorrow. Oregon Wisconsin. That's got potential. Liberty Mississippi State. That's got potential.
Mm-hmm.
So both those 12-5 matchups could be upsets. Ohio State, Iowa State. Blue actually has Iowa State, I think, going to the finals in his bracket.
Let me see where I have them going pretty.
23-11. They play Ohio State tomorrow. UCF VCU tomorrow as well. They haven't announced game times for Saturday yet, have they? No. Why do they do that? Like, I mean, can you just tell us so we can make our schedule? Like, I need to know. I need to know what the game times are. I need to know what's going on here in Jacksonville on Saturday. Why is it that hard? I mean, it's going to be – who do we have here? We have LSU and Maryland and Kentucky and whoever the winner of the game going on right now here in Jacksonville looking to be – who did I say? Wofford. Well, that'd be – wow. Kentucky's going to roll into town, and they're going to play Wofford, and the Cats, they play Abilene Christian? And they're a two seed?
That's all right. They're going to lose to Iowa State.
Is that where you got them going down?
Yeah.
You got Iowa State going to the Final Four?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What if I missed about Iowa State? Y'all didn't tell me something?
Bro, I don't know anything about basketball. I just did this because they told me to.
Gibbs, how far you got Iowa State going?
I can tell you not to the Final Four.
I just want to make sure, am I missing something on Iowa State?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Let me see.
I couldn't tell you Iowa State's coach. I couldn't tell you a player that they have. I don't know.
Let me see where I've got them going. Maybe I surprised myself on this. I don't even know what side of the bracket they're on. Iowa State. I've got them. Well, crap. I've got them winning two. I've got them getting beat in the Sweet 16. I've got them beating Ohio State and Houston and then getting beat by Kentucky. Who do you have winning it all, Jay?
Florida State.
Man. All credibility gone.
Not when you really think about it, though.
They can make the Final Four.
I mean, they make the Final Four, they're going to play Duke. Like, here in my rationale behind them playing, with their play Duke, is Zion. Zion is the person that you have to neutralize, which is very difficult. But Zion has played, they're probably going to blow out this team. Outside of that, he's played very, very physical ACC tournament. That national championship, that was a national championship game, them in North Carolina. He got banged around a little bit against FSU. Should have been in foul trouble, but he wasn't.
He's never
whatever.
In foul trouble.
I believe they'll have neutral court reps. Now, if they have ACC officials, then I'm done.
Who do you have them playing against? Do you know? Kentucky?
No, it was Iowa
State. You got
State.
Iowa State beating them. Virginia?
I have Iowa State. I think it was – no.
You don't have Iowa State going to the finals.
Did I have Iowa State going to the finals? Let's see here. Duke, Florida State? No, I have Florida State, Purdue.
Wow. You're either going to win, blow everybody out of that bracket, or
right
you're going to be
I'm
out of it next weekend.
Right now I'm struggling.
Is Purdue losing?
No, I'm just saying, like, in general.
Oh. I saw something.
But I have Purdue beating Virginia. Virginia's beat up. We beat Virginia.
Okay. All right.
Like, Virginia plays, like, so where are we at? So, not Virginia. Where is Purdue at? All right, so Purdue plays Villanova. I mean, no, Purdue. I have Purdue playing Villanova in the next round. Obviously, they're still in it because they haven't. I had St. Mary's beating Villanova, but Purdue is beating Old Dominion 25-19 right now. They're a 3-seed, so Purdue's not trash.
No, they're not trash. I just haven't heard anybody else with Purdue. I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, crap, you got as good of a chance of being right as I do. I went just with the favorites. I went Duke and Kentucky. And I think I got Kentucky and Virginia in the Final Four. The Zion Williamson stuff, like I like the comments he made. I don't know if you saw these. He said, talking about returning from his injuries, or from his injury, he said, I love my teammates. Have you seen this?
No.
He said, I love my teammates, and I made a commitment to them when I committed to Duke. I felt like I would have been a bad person if I didn't come back, so coming back was not an issue. Says, when players get hurt, it forces you to respond in a different way and just makes us closer as a team because we've been through so much, and the fact that we're here now as a brotherhood, we just bonded through it all. I can appreciate that, man. It's like we talked about this, and I know we semi-agreed on this, is if the kid wants to play, you shouldn't make him feel bad for wanting to play.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for him to come out, and this was to ESPN, and just say, because he could have left it at, hey, I'm healthy, I want to play my 1 year. But for him to come out and put that extra of, I felt like I would have been a bad person, and I don't think anybody would have thought he's a bad person. But if he feels that way, we can't tell him how he should feel. For him to come out and say, I felt like I would have been a bad person, but I didn't come back, so coming back was not an issue. I respect that, man.
Yeah.
I respect that. I hope, and it was a freak injury. It was, a shoe blowout. So there's no reason to think that it'll happen again. I hope he doesn't get injured again because this is a guy who's about to make hundreds of millions of dollars by the time you count shoe deals and all. But I do respect that from him, and I think in his mind, even if that's not 100% sincere, it's very smart because you know who loves him now?
Who?
Duke fans.
Well, I mean, they already love him.
They're going to love him a lot more if he came back and played and they win it.
That's true.
Like, and I don't know how much that means. I don't know what that means in Duke world, but I can only look at what it means here locally. Like, Tim Tebow came back for his senior year, is loved at the University of Florida. Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Corey Brewer came back for their senior year. They will forever be remembered for that as much as they will the back-to-back national championships. So I don't know what that means in Duke world. It's not like he came back for his senior year, but he did come back when there were a fair amount of people telling him, you know what, dude, just hang it up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know if that means anything monetarily. I don't know if that's important. I don't know. I just think it's kind of cool.
I mean, it is cool. It is cool. It's something that, you know, you can use, like, you know, that, again, like, it's cool to be able to come back to your school, always be able to come back home.
I guess it doesn't mean anything if they don't hang a banner, though, right?
He could always come back and play three more years if it's that cool.
No, I don't mean that cool.
No, I think that's crazy.
Cool. Like, right now, it's just finishing what you started.
Yeah. I think everybody knew coming in he committed to 1 year.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this isn't a dude, I don't think. Isn't that funny, though, how wasn't Coach K the one that used to always get on to Kentucky about recruiting one and dones?
Mm-hmm. He wanted to survive. Are you saying Coach K is a hypocrite, you're right.
Somebody told me the other day, I knew he had a lifetime contract, but here's what I didn't know. Somebody told me at the tournament today, a reporter told me his lifetime contract is for $7 million a year. If that's true, what the hell is he still doing, Coach? Is he not like his wife? I mean, I thought it was like I thought it was like $1 million a year lifetime contract. I didn't know it was $7 million a year.
Him? 2011, apparently, allegedly, he clocked 9 points. No, it's wrong. They're wrong. Not even close.
What is it?
It's $8.98 million.
No. I'm talking about his lifetime when he retires.
Oh, they're going
to
give him?
He continues to get. That's in his contract. He continues to get paid until the day that he dies, even when he retires. Nick Saban don't have that.
No, he doesn't. But Nick Saban also isn't Duke.
How much did you say he's making?
8.98.
Golly. Yeah. I mean, there was a reporter today, and I don't even know. Like I said, I don't remember who it was. But he told me his lifetime contract is $7 million per year. And I don't have the Duval Ford text line up if anybody's trying to let us know what that is, if that's true or not. But if so, man, good for you. There's contracts that change the game, man. If you start getting lifetime contracts out to coaches, that's going to be interesting. Where do you stop that at? Like, Nick Saban walks into Alabama tomorrow and says, I'm retiring tomorrow or I'll coach another 5 years, but I want a lifetime $7 million per year. You going to say no if you're Alabama?
Yeah, I'm only seeing that he has a lifetime contract. I don't see that part. Like, and he signed a lifetime contract in 2000. Like, says that he can retire when he wants to retire.
And still get paid.
But it doesn't, like, say he'll get paid. It just says he can coach at Duke as long as he wants to. Now, once he retires, he's getting the retirement of everybody else.
Okay.
I Googled. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I remember something about he could walk away, like, when he signed that contract and still get money. But I could be wrong on that. Enjoy the basketball tomorrow. Come on out to Mr. Chubby's in Fleming Island tomorrow night. Hang out with us if you're out that way. We'll be out there watching some basketball, eating some wings. Come hang out with us. Enjoy the basketball. We'll see you on Saturday at, I guess, what is now ViStar Arena downtown for some more basketball, NCAA basketball here in Jacksonville. Great job, by the way, Joel Lamp and team down there. Everything running very smoothly down there. We will talk to you tomorrow night.